Welcome to A Grown-Up Teenager, where we talk about what it means to be a person in the 21st century. I'm your host, Kaya, and I'll be sharing way too much about my personal experiences with life and the people in it. My hope is you'll walk away from this podcast feeling a little better or knowing a little more about living. Hey guys, welcome to episode one of A Grown-Up Teenager. So, what is this podcast? Well, recently I've been feeling that I've had all these thoughts and no one to share them with, because they're deep thoughts. And don't get me wrong, I love my friends, but don't really think they would react well if I texted them out of the blue saying, "Have you ever thought about how when we die, we're only going to be remembered as how the people in life saw us?" Nope, not happening. So instead, you get to be my audience for such insane thoughts. But in all seriousness, I started this podcast because there are things people all over the world deal with every day, but for some reason, no one wants to talk about them. Things like death, anxiety, depression, other mental illnesses, racism, God, even politics. Let me clarify, I am not here to preach to you about my views on God or politics. I do not preach, I am not a preachy person, public speaking terrifies me, thus the reason I'm on a podcast. No, what I want to do here is talk. Just talk about what I've seen and experienced and hopefully talk to some of you guys. Because no one talks enough anymore. It's all one-line texts or even just one word. People used to complain about me behind my back, or sometimes to my face, whichever was more convenient, about how I would send texts that were too long. Well, I was telling a story. And it was either that, or I call you. But no, God forbid we actually speak out loud on the phone, so I opted for the next best thing, but no one wants that. No one wants real conversation. They want funny one-liners with zero substance that also require zero brain effort. And I get that. There are times when I want that too, when I need that. Ask any of my friends and they will tell you my brain shuts off at 6 p.m. every day, so I'm with you. And I'm not saying it's wrong, but like anything else, in moderation. Because you have to ask yourself, why on earth are we on a planet surrounded by millions of people if we weren't meant to talk to them? I woke up one day feeling like I was walking through some sort of half-life, not doing anything meaningful. But that wasn't true. As I took a closer look, I realized I was doing meaningful things. And so were all of the people around me, but I wouldn't know that because no one wants to talk about it. Everyone is so worried that we'll come off as annoying or needy or attention-seeking, so we conform to this social norm that society has created, but we can't do that because we have the power to change that social norm, so what are we waiting for? With that in mind, here's what I do and don't want to do here. I don't want to preach. If I sound preachy, let me know, please, because that is not my intention nor my desire. But I do want to tell stories. I just want to talk about things I've seen, I've experienced. I don't want to have any kind of debates about beliefs. I believe in equal opinion. You all have your opinions, I have mine, we might not agree. But I do want to hear from you guys, what you've experienced, what you think about what I'm talking about, or even if it's something you want me to talk about. Because I'll talk about pretty much anything. And difference in opinion is good, because it adds variety. And isn't that what talking's supposed to be about? People with different opinions coming together and able to talk about their differences in a civilized manner without killing each other. And I don't want to impress my views upon you, because again, I believe in equal opinion, But I'm here to answer any questions. Or even just to try to give you a different side of an issue in the world. A different point of view. Whew! Okay, so after all that, I can only imagine how anxious you all are to know more about me. Well, like I said before, my name is Kaya, and as the title says, I am a teenager, doing all the teenage stuff. Working, saving money, prepping for college, the whole enchilada. So, the first thing you need to know about me is my thing is performing. I've been performing since I was 5 when I first started singing. Since then, I haven't stopped. I did my first musical in 5th grade, and from then I was hooked. I've done too many plays and musicals to count since that first one, and I've loved every minute of it. And I think theater is a really valuable experience for anyone, whether they choose it as a career or not, because it teaches you some really, really vital life lessons. And it gives you some of the closest friends you'll ever make. Because let me tell you, there is nothing on this world like sitting through a 12-hour tech rehearsal in full costume, tights and all, stage makeup, and a wig with 20 other people. These people see you at your worst, at your best, when you look like a clown, when you're sweating everything off, blood, sweat, and tears, quite literally. So they become your family. When I started high school, I discovered my love for the dance aspect of musical theater, which I hadn't really been into before that. I also discovered that I was really good at it, but I had kind of an unconventional path through my dance journey because I had no formal training. And if you know anything about dance, you know that most of these kids start 2-3 years old with formal training, and even if they don't, they start at a young-ish age, get that formal training before they go to be professional. Well, I didn't have that. So I learned on the job, which means I had enough raw talent to make it through a dance audition, get cast in a show, and then I would learn from the show, from the choreography. I would pick up those French terms. A little while after that, about a year in, I was good enough and had learned enough to start choreographing my own shows, which is where I really found my passion. And I also discovered about the same time that I was fighting a battle with mental illness. Since middle school, I had known that I was fighting a battle with something, but I didn't quite know what, and anxiety never came to mind because I didn't really know what anxiety was. But by the grace of God, I did some research and figured out, oh, this is what I think I have. Not long after that, depression became an option as well. And it's still an uphill battle that I fight every day, but it's part of me, which is why I'm talking about it here, because it is a part of me, but it doesn't define me. It's a journey that I take with God by my side to guide me, just like every show I do is a journey that I take with God still by my side. And I'm hoping that you all will join me on this new journey on this podcast. Thanks so much for joining me on this episode of A Grown-Up Teenager. I would love to hear from you, so feel free to email me at grownupteen@gmail.com or leave me a voice message at anchor.fm/grownupteenager/message. I hope you'll join me again on the next episode.